This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to tell you about a big change to something right now that you probably didn't even know was a thing. The timing of when record companies release new albums. They typically drop on different days of the week, depending on where you are. Here, it's Tuesday. In Germany, it's Friday. England, it's Monday. That's pretty much a formula for illegal file-sharing arbitrage, if you think about it for a second. So the music industry has decided to set a standard global release day, Friday. But, and you may well have gotten here ahead of us, the entire notion of a release date is a little quaint in this digital day and age, don't you think? Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
If there's one thing that we know about consumers, it's that they want what they want, and they want it now. And that goes triple for music.
In the age of social media, there's an obvious consumer frustration when a consumer knows that maybe a bigger release has been made in one country, but they can't get it in another.
Adrian Strain is a spokesman for, and I love saying this, the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, which represents record labels. He says a common release day would cut down on piracy and...
We did some consumer research in 7 countries, and we found that when music fans are asked when they want music to come out, they say Friday or Saturday.
But these days, the release day rule is already losing favor. Taylor Swift released her new album, 1989, on a Monday to boost first-week sales.
The fact that the industry is still playing by the 20th century rules and worrying about release dates is an indication of where their heads are at.
Greg Kot covers music for the Chicago Tribune. He also co-hosts the radio program Sound Opinions. He says release dates are a throwback to the days when record labels would promote new albums months in advance to drive physical sales, which are less important in the iTunes era.
Increasingly, you're seeing artists, even veteran artists, David Bowie, to Beyonce, to Drake, who are relatively new artists, doing this, where they're basically just putting records out when they're done.
Kot says having a common release could make it easier to manage global marketing campaigns for some mega stars, but for most artists, the calendar just doesn't matter. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.